Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to share whatever you want with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and tonight's us includes me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Samuel is with us here, and he begun telling us at the very end of the last hour a story about a cart being towed. Your wife, was it, Samuel? Go ahead and recap that for us, please.
Yeah. We ran out of gas, and we walked to with a gas can to refill the gas in the car. Meanwhile, before we got back, our car was towed. So the car was towed. We went to a junkyard, but I guess wherever they hold cars, the impound lot. And long story short, it cost about $200 for us to get the car out of the impound lot.
That stinks. I mean, you're just trying to go get some gasoline, and the car's gone when you get back.
It was not in anyone's way. It was pulled over on the side of the road. That was my main issue. I asked the police, you know, that. I was like, was it in anyone's way? And they were, you know, less than nice to me. So I was wondering, who in a city, like if a city needs work done on the city, who do they outsource the work? Let's say they get an independent contractor to clean up a part of the city or do something like that. Who is the person in a small municipal situation that deals with the billing? And what's that? Is there a special, is there a name for that job?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, in most places, it'll be the parking department in the city that then calls a local towing company with whom they have a contract.
Well, this would have been the police, because this was along the side of the road.
Yeah, that would be a police call.
I understand that part. I want to basically get my money back by billing them for some work that I do in the city that only takes me a few minutes. I just want to do who I should bill.
I'm confused.
I have my own business.
Whoever he has to bill.
Yeah, I just want to bill whoever it takes in the city to get my money back. Basically,
how are you
They're billing you for work you never asked for, towing your car.
Yeah.
And so you want to do some work that they never asked for and send them a bill
because turnabout is fair play.
So that seems reasonable.
So this is just for spectacle, right? You're going to record video of this happening just to prove, you know, the inconsistencies here, that they can bill you for a tow job that you never requested, but yet you will be unsuccessful at billing them for painting something.
I'm just hoping that it slides through the cracks. It's just, why not try if I can?
You think they might pay it? You mean that if you issue the bill to the accounts receivable, or accounts payable, right? That's what you're talking about, like accounts payable.
Right.
You send them this bill. Oh, you know, you ordered these services. Now, of course, that's technically fraud, and they'll come after you for it, likely.
Well,
you don't have to say you ordered these services. You just say, I provided
these services. Yeah.
And
exactly.
They might not notice if you send it to the address where they get most of their bills.
Yeah, I would say that would be the accounts payable department of the city of fill in the blank.
But this does not construe Free Talk Live becoming an accessory to your crime.
I am not a lawyer.
Theoretical. This is all theory I'm just trying to come up with. It's something I was entertaining. I was listening to you guys. I was like, they might be slightly interested in this. I know it was off topic, but
I think the big question is, what would you perform? What sort of act would you perform? Because, like, for instance, if you went and painted the side of a building, they'll come at you with a vandalism charge for that.
Right.
What can you do that they can't charge you criminally for?
I would go out with, I would get some trash bags and pick up trash in the city.
Okay.
That's a
good
pretty
one.
Safe one.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to get on you for that.
Right.
Except you're doing it at $20 an hour or something like that, right? Like a decent hourly rate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would make it worth my time. Like, they made it worth my time.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting concept.
I'd like to hear about how this works out.
Yeah, definitely let us know if you take this from theory and into the real world.
Be sure to mention your cell block number when you let us know.
Thanks, Samuel, for the call tonight. Because we know that there have been people who've done beautification projects and have been attacked by the government. Remember, there was a story about some neighbors who paved over a road. They had a road that was just in absolutely terrible shape. I think that was in the UK, actually. They made their road better. They improved it because the whatever the county government or whatever they call it over there was refusing to respond to multiple requests over years from the neighbors on this essentially cul-de-sac road that isn't a through street or anything like that. But they were upset because it's doing damage to their cars driving down this road. It was incredibly treacherous for them. So they spent the money. They gathered their own money together. They spent the money to fix the road up, and then they were come after for it. They were threatened. I forget if it was criminal charges or what happened, but the government came after them in that case. Plus, there's examples of people who improve roads by adding, like, a crosswalk or filling potholes.
Sometimes they'll write slow on the street.
Right. They've been come after, some of them, with criminal charges for that stuff. So when you do something the government has decided that it is the exclusive provider of, they get really upset.
When you live under a government, no good deed will go unpunished.
Brian is in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich Paul, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey Brian, you're on the air.
Thank you. I was talking about net neutrality you guys were talking yesterday about. I realized there already is a government service that's regulated just the opposite as where they pass net neutrality.
What's that?
Well, the services, they provide tiered level of services. If you pay more, you get faster service. And if you're big companies, you could even get independent service, and that's the United States Post Office.
It's true.
I mean, if you're Amazon, you get Sunday delivery, and if you want to do overnight delivery, you pay extra money. If you have bulk mail, you can do it. So they offer all the different type of tiers that they don't want to have the internet to have.
Just to be clear, I believe the post office does contract out high-level, like, overnight product to FedEx. Last time I saw that. I don't know if it's still FedEx, but I believe they do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a federally regulated service that allows different tiers and different products for people who want to pay. And, like, say, Amazon is contracted then to do Sunday deliveries in some parts that falls in there. So,
and it's that's an interesting parallel.
There you go. Net neutrality is a crock.
Thanks, Brian, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, Mark, you had wanted to share a story about treason. You don't hear about treason charges being leveled very often, but you've got some possible ones coming.
Yeah, so this is... It's
not against you.
Not against me.
Someone in the U.S. government?
Yeah, apparently...
Where's the story from?
Yeah, this is from ReverbPress.com. There are times when the word treason is thrown around lightly. This is not one of those times. And while it may meet the legal definition of sedition more than treason, Republicans have consistently been trying to usurp President Obama's authority by derailing negotiations with Iran. Though through their invitation to Netanyahu doesn't equate to treason, they're directly contacting Iran's leader to stop the peace process violates federal law, and the Americans aren't taking it any longer. This person wants you to sign a petition, and he takes the side of the Americans, as though I want to sign his position, and because I live on the North American continent, somehow he can speak for me. But I think it's kind of interesting because there's this act out there called the Logan Act. And this Logan Act, let me read this here. Violations of the Logan Act. Even the most staunch Republican cannot deny that directly contacting Iran in an effort to derail the president's authority is a downright shady and unethical. Unfortunately for those 47 Republicans in Congress, it's also treasonous. As it turns out, the Logan Act is a federal law signed in 1799 and last amended in 1994, which prevents unauthorized citizens from communicating with foreign governments for a variety of reasons. And they actually...
We should say purports to prevent, because they do these things anyway.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, I mean, people in Congress are contacting people in other governments all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This Logan Act doesn't get enforced, and it couldn't be enforced during the Iran-Contra scandal. I don't know how it's going to be enforced here, but it's kind of interesting. This guy, is trotting it out here.
So the Logan Act prevents American regular Americans from contacting any other foreign government, period? Not just like the ones that are
basically
sanctioned?
Basically, it's designed to prevent you from carrying on your own private foreign policy, apart from what the government is doing.
Let me read the excerpt here for you. I'll have it here in a moment.
Yes, we'll do that here. And you can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of these airwaves here on Free Talk Live, or join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up in moments.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
K
Talk Live, you dial toll-free if you like. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Mark, where are we going at the end of March?
The Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's going to be in Austin at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin on the 28th and 29th of March. It's going to be an exciting event. They've got all kinds of big-name speakers there, including George Gilder, Simbala Nair. That's the IBM's architect of their blockchain technology. She's coming in from India.
Oh, it's a she. I didn't realize that.
Yes, Simbala Nair is a she.
Gotcha.
Yep. If I didn't make that clear before, I do apologize to Simbala and everyone.
I'd like to apologize as well, because I referred to the person as a he previously.
There you go. So David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin. Actually, Vitalik's not going to be there. Now that I think about it, it's going to be actually Anthony DiOrio's coming in from
CryptoKit.
CryptoKit, Ethereum, that sort of group there. Charlie Shrim. You meet lots of other speakers. It's the Texas Bitcoin Conference. You can go there at texasbitcoinconference.com. If you use coupon code FTL, you'll save $25 off of your admission price. Another $25 of your admission price will go to, if you use FTL, will go to Sean's Outpost, which is the homeless organization that we've teamed up with to give them a little money. So please use coupon code FTL when you go to texasbitcoinconference.com and sign up. Come see us out there. We had a really great time last year. We'd love to see you there. texasbitcoinconference.com.
All right, so we'll continue here, Mark, with your story. You've been telling us about some alleged treason charges that may be coming against people.
Well, that's pushing it.
No? Okay, so summarize what's going on here, because maybe I'm not really...
Well, I want to read the Logan Act here, an excerpt from the Logan Act.
Oh, boy.
Any citizen of the United States, wherever he may be, who, without authority of the United States, directly or indirectly, commences or carries on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or any officer or agent thereof with intent or influence, with the intent to influence the measures or conduct of any foreign government or of any officer or agent thereof.
To influence the measures, meaning if I read a letter to the UK government saying you need to arrest these pedophiles, that would mean I'd be guilty of the Logan Act?
In relation to or any disputes or controversies with the United States.
Only with the United States.
Or to defeat the measures of the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This section shall not abridge the right of a citizen to apply himself or his agent to any foreign government or the agents thereof for redress of any injury which may have been sustained from such governments or any of its agents or subjects.
Okay. So you can't talk to the members of another government about things relating to the United States?
If the United States doesn't like the things you're talking to a foreign government about, then the Logan Act would apply.
And so the claim here is that certain members of Congress reached out to the Iranian government and did that somehow without permission. Aren't they the government? Shouldn't that be okay by the Logan Act?
Well, the president does have the purview of foreign policy.
Aha, so Congress is not supposed to do those things.
But it does all the time. I mean, it does.
But this time now it's supposedly wrong because it's Iran, is the idea?
This time because some Democrat has gotten it stuck in his craw and he wants to run a petition and get some Republicans put in jail or censured or whatever. I imagine it's also some cover for Hillary Clinton's, keeping a server in her house that was used by her husband during his administration and running her State Department out of her home instead of using the government's email address.
So yeah, it all seems like a political stunt to me. I don't think there's any there.
So there's not actually treason being charged. This is up another politician who's trying to...
Not even. Just some active little guy on the Internet.
Oh, so this means it's meaningless then.
Well,
why are we even talking about it?
It's meaningless if you I talked about it because I brought it up in show prep and you liked it.
Oh, I thought you meant somebody was actually going to be charged with treason for this.
No, they don't charge
this. This is some guy with a petition
for treason.
This is some guy with a petition on the Internet. There's a zillion of those things.
Yes.
How many signatures does he have so far?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked at that part. It's probably high. I mean, once you get enough people to
so this is going to be a bunch of Democrats signing to imprison the Republicans. 108,378.
So enough to be seen by the Obama administration and be commented on, right?
Doubtful.
No, there you go.
Did they comment on it?
What's that?
Well, the Obama administration?
Not yet.
No. And there's no obligation for them to do so, right?
I mean, the Obama administration, if the Obama they comment, we can't say with certainty that it's enough people to make them.
If the Obama administration wanted to go after these Republicans, they certainly could do so, and they wouldn't need a petition to influence them.
No.
Right? So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but they're not going to do that because they all scratch each other's backs at some level up there. I mean, yeah, it appears...
They've all got pictures of each other with little boys, maybe.
Probably the case. At least enough of them have those pictures of enough of the people in Congress.
Pictures of something.
By the way, there's a whole other story here. I don't know if we're going to have a chance to get to it, but the DailyBeast.com has a story from December. Victim, I watched British MPs rape and murder young boys. Let's go first, though, to Tennessee, where Will Cauley is with us from Muslims for Liberty. Hello, Will.
Yes. Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing tonight?
Go ahead, sir.
How we doing tonight, guys?
Good. Go ahead.
Very cool. So I saw something today. I thought you guys might be interested in it, mostly because it makes you guys, just as much the enemy as these people see me. There is a former police chief from Woodstock, Georgia, who is traveling across the South with a message. He's giving this presentation at small events and things like that. That's not really what's the most disturbing. The presentation, quote, addresses how ISIS has recently influenced numerous lone wolf attacks against police officers and how ISIS promotes the civil unrest that caused the violence in Ferguson, Missouri.
ISIS is responsible for what went on in Ferguson.
Basically, the gist of his presentation is that ISIS is the reason for the police accountability movement in the U.S. today.
If you are resistant
to police, if you wish to fight back against police, if you are cop blocker, so to speak, then you are being directly influenced by ISIS. Now, the disturbing part, that's not the disturbing part. Here's the disturbing part.
People are taking him seriously.
It's offered as a 16-hour training program for law enforcement officers that has been done at the Georgia Police Academy, the Georgia Association of Chiefs of Police, the Carrollton Police Department, County Sheriff's Office, the Hinesville Police Department, the Nashville, Georgia Police Department, the Moven Police Department, the Habersham County Sheriff's Office, the Gwinnett
wasn't
County
that the
Police
Habersham Department. Wasn't that the county that blew up the baby's face?
Yeah, the Gwinnett County Police Department and the Marietta Police Department.
It was an ISIS baby, Mark.
have all been given this training course that police accountability activists and ISIS are the one and the same.
Wow, that's pretty scary stuff. I know you're on Skype right now. If you've got a link to that story, go ahead and paste that in there. I'll share it out on our Google, Facebook, and Twitter. And can you hang on, Will? I'd like to bring you back.
Sure.
I think we may actually have a call on the line who wants to talk to Will. We'll find out here in a moment what that's all about. 855-453, we're with Will Cauley. He's one of the founders of Muslims for Liberty. There's more Free Talk Live on the way.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoin. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online by going over to freetalklive.com and enjoying the features we have waiting for you there. Just go there. It's all free, freetalklive.com. As we continue here with you in studio, it's Ian,
Rich, Paul,
and Mark.
Rich, you've got yourself a new, not really website, Facebook page at this point. I don't know if it will expand into its own site, but you've launched a church.
Yeah, it's true. The Church of the Invisible Hand.
Now, tell me about it briefly, if you could give the elevator pitch. Why should people go and visit this church site?
Well, the Church of the Invisible Hand is a church which is based on the writings of our estimated prophets, who include Darwin, Ayn Rand, Robert Heinlein, and many other authors. And we basically have a system of beliefs that's based on two things, peace and love. And peace is embodied by the non-aggression principle, the principle of peace, and love is embodied by the care that you show to your fellow man. So that's a very simple basis of it. And it's named, of course, for the invisible hand, which was used as a device by Adam Smith in his great book, The Wealth of Nations, which is our first holy book, although there are many others.
And have you really read that thing? Good Lord.
The Wealth of Nations? Yes, that was the first book I ever read on economics, and I actually loved it, but I had previously read all the works of Shakespeare, so I was prepared for the English. And actually, he's a funny guy. I mean, I remember at one point he talks about export controls on gold, and he said, imagine if we did the same with iron to the great supplement of the pots and pans of the nation.
So you want people to visit the website?
I do, and the URL is http://tr.im/CIH, and those are all uppercase.
The CIH is all uppercase?
The CIH is all uppercase. So the domain name, it doesn't matter.
So without all the HTTP, it's just tr.im, as in trim, tr.im/CIH,
Church C-I-H. Invisible Hand.
Okay, gotcha. And CIH is all caps. So go and check out Rich's church. I'll post a link up on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. That way people can easily get to it just by going to those places. Yeah.
We'll we have not yet hired the temple prostitutes, but they're coming.
Let's go to Let's go to Will. Farah's his name on Skype. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up?
So you're from Muslims for Liberty. Your website is Muslims, the number 4, Liberty, is it .org?
Yes.
We actually have somebody who's got a question for you. You want to field that?
Sure, why not?
All right, let's do that here. We've got James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Will Culley from Muslims for Liberty.
Funny, I was going to ask Rich Paul when's the last time he's been to church since he accused my he questioned my religiosity last time I was on so-called Free Talk Live.
But, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had a question for our guest here, James.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
I do.
Okay.
Let's keep it to the question
Will
first.
Will Culley, I remember last time I heard you on Free Talk Live was after you got kicked out of Frank Gaffney's event in Oklahoma City because they don't like political party crashers like yourself and the group you came with.
I've never been to Oklahoma City, but thank you anyway.
Where was it at again, Ben? Remind me when you got kicked out of Frank Gaffney's event. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I've never been to one of Frank Gaffney's events.
You got kicked out of an event, and you said that men were brandishing weapons. And I went on to your Facebook
page
when it happened.
Oh, that was Roane County Tea Party.
Whatever. It was a Frank Gaffney event, right?
It was.
Who is so, Frank Gaffney?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. I want him to tell me where I can find. I remember you saying men brandishing weapons were kicked you out of the event, but I went online and I did find a fascinating and frightening clip regarding that incident that you were involved with, Will, from Muslims from Liberty. A frightening woman who looked like, would have scared me if she came to my door during Halloween wearing a bag over her head with eye slits, talking to a camp reporter. Now, any religion that does that to their women, that's a contradiction and an oxymoron when you put liberty after it, Will Culley. But again, tell me where I can find those men brandishing weapons that you pointed at you, that you said on Free Talk Live.
All right, so you've rambled here. Let's let him answer the question, please.
All
right, well, I'm going to put you on hold. So go ahead, Will.
Yeah, I'm not even really sure what he's talking about.
I remember you did call in about some sort of event involving some Muslims in Oklahoma, perhaps, at one point, but I don't recall that.
Yeah, that was about a week ago. It was a group of libertarians went and formed a human chain between protesters, none of them brandishing firearms, though. It wasn't sponsored by Frank. The protest Gaffney, though, I've personally... he was in any way involved with that I know of. The only time I've ever had a weapon brandished toward my person was when I asked a no-name speaker who's just a East Tennessee local pastor a question that he couldn't answer at a Roane County Tea Party event, which is literally like a teeny tiny rural county in Eastern Tennessee that, you know, Frank Gaffney wouldn't piss here. So I'm really not sure what he's talking about.
Now, Will, what about the reference to a woman with a bag over her head or something like that?
He's talking about a burqa, I think. He's just putting it in offensive terms.
I'm not sure what he's talking about there either. My wife doesn't wear niqab. Nobody in my family wears niqab. I don't know very many women personally who do wear niqab. There was an imam at a mosque I went to once in Orlando whose wife wears, you know, like I don't really know people who wear them. So what he's even referring to?
It sounds like you're responsible in his mind for everything that any Muslim's ever done on the internet.
Let's bring him back on here. Well, let him respond to that. Go ahead, James.
Only a fool would actually interpret what I've said like what you just said, Mark, is what I'm implying. But Will just told a lie.
I'll be your fool,
exactly,
James.
What I'm talking about.
I'm a fool
so
for
funny.
You.
By the way, Mark, speaking of God, you've accused
I'd like
me
to talk about your Christian religion.
Get a job.
The fact is, the Bible says that you'll know Christians.
Hey, Mark,
James,
complete my sentence, please.
No, I want to. Now that you've called me into it, James, you have raised me out of the.
That's true. I did bring him back for the intention of responding to Will, but he then brought you up.
All I care is that you brought me up, and the fact is your Christian religion says that we'll know Christians by the fruit of their spirit: love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And I haven't seen a bit out of that from you. Not one bit, ever.
Hey, Disciple Paul, so Mark's allowed to make comments about me, but I'm not allowed to comment on the comment on so-called Free Talk Live. I immediately get spoken over by the person.
Pretty sure
comment.
You're still here.
Yeah.
You got something to say, you should say it.
I was, but Mark butted in. Just like Will just told him, absolute lie. He knows what I was talking about. It didn't happen a week ago. It happened some time ago. And a woman wearing a bag over her head with eye slits is a cartoon character or a Halloween character. And nothing has to do with liberty or freedom or equality or anything of that sort. But you do, I'm not talking about your wife, Will. I didn't think it was your wife. But you said brandishing weapons and you're a liar. Because they didn't point guns at you. You were asked to leave and told to leave and you didn't want to. And then you got...
I don't think
out.
Will was at
and
that.
Oh, no, what's talking about now?
Right, okay, go ahead, Will. I'm going to put him on hold so
I know what he's talking about now. Yeah, there was an event. It wasn't a Frank Gaffney event, though. It was some pastor in Oklahoma held a, like, why you should be scared of the Muslims event. Again, local libertarians went and were involved in the defense of the Muslim community.
You
there.
Were in Tennessee. You were not there.
No, I was in Oklahoma. I wasn't in Oklahoma. I was in Tennessee. Local libertarian activists were there. And basically what happened was a person from Muslims for Liberty and a young lady wearing niqab went up to the door and were immediately taken away by armed police officers. Because they wanted her to remove her niqab in order to come into the building. And when a libertarian activist made a smart comment about it, they forced everyone to leave.
Will, thanks for clearing that up. Appreciate it, man. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you if you dial right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you like what we're doing here at Free Talk Live, there are a couple of ways to support the show that really help us out. One of them is by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of over at shop.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live will get a cut of what it is that you're purchasing. I purchased recently at Amazon some LED light bulbs, which we're slowly starting to replace. You know, we used to have the swirl bulbs most recently, but I've been replacing them as they died off, replacing them with LED bulbs here in the studio. So they're a great price on Amazon. Shop.freetalklive.com. Go there and get whatever it is that you need. And then another great way to support the show is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, which you can do for $5 a month. We invest that money into the show, getting out more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board. By the way, I have been putting in brutal days of calling radio stations over the last several days. There's great news in the radio business, and that is that Dennis Miller is quitting radio.
Why is that great news?
Because I've heard he's actually pretty hard to listen to because he's too highfalutin for a lot of people.
Okay, I listened to the show. I thought it was fine. Yeah. It was a little.
I always enjoyed Citizen Arcane before he went all neocon.
Yeah, he claims to be a libertarian, but he's not. He's
not
a war
on policy.
Yeah. I thought he was. I thought his show was a little too sort of inside jokey, you know.
So anyway, it's gone after he had a good run. I mean, to be fair to the guy, he kept at it for I think something like 8 years.
Wow.
And or
really?
maybe it was a little less. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm confusing him with Roger Hedgecock, who's also leaving the airwaves. But these two talk show hosts, Dennis Miller, Roger Hedgecock, between the two of them, they probably have 300 affiliates. And that's a lot of radio stations that are going to need new programming by the end of this month. They're both done like March 27th. So we're 2.5 weeks away from the end of those radio shows. In point of fact, turns out Dennis Miller actually walked out about a week ago, apparently. So his network is playing refeeds, as they call them in the business, reruns. So all the stations that are airing Dennis Miller have basically been screwed by Dennis Miller. What happened was at the end of February, the network that he's on announced, oh, Dennis Miller's moving on, but we're going to replace him with this other guy. And so, you know, you radio stations, you can just stick with us. We'll just put this new guy on, and, you know, that's that. But they said Dennis's show was going to continue until the 27th of March. But apparently Dennis decided he had better things to do, so he took a walk and left on the 2nd of March, basically leaving the remaining 25 days of his supposed time that he was supposed to be on air to be filled by reruns. So radio stations all across the country right now are probably fuming mad over this, because nothing's worse to a talk radio station, which deals in sort of the currency of now, things that are happening in the world, what's the news of the day, to be playing shows that by the time the end of the month comes up are going to be at least a month old, is not something a talk radio program director wants to do. So if you happen to have a radio station locally that's not airing Free Talk Live and is airing either Dennis Miller or Roger Hedgecock, you should pick up your phone tomorrow and call that program director and say, hey, I like this Free Talk Live show. Maybe you would consider looking at it for a option to replace either Dennis Miller or Roger Hedgecock. That would help me. That's what essentially I do during the daytime. I call radio stations, and if they've heard from listeners saying they want to hear Free Talk Live, that makes them more likely to take our show. So thanks for doing that in advance. If you want to learn more about how to contact a local station, you can go to our frequently asked questions on the subject, which is available for you at local.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to the frequently asked questions on how to call or email your local talk station program director. So that's local.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Matt is in Jersey City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hi there.
Hey, go ahead.
I'm calling for one thing, but before I say that, I just want to say, you guys got to stop taking the call from that guy in Arizona. He's really, like, if anything, he's making people turn off the radio when they're listening.
Some people like it when he calls.
Yeah,
we've got to basically...
I'm talking about new listeners. New listeners, they're just, like, randomly skipping through the channel. They hear this guy ranting and raving about God knows what. And I guarantee you people skip over your station because of Dave and James.
There's probably some people who do, but other people, you know, like to hear conflict on the radio.
Yeah, I've really tried to test this out in our amplifiers group, where we have a private amplifiers group. If you want to be involved in it, you go to amp.freetalklive.com. And it's basically 50-50 on this guy. I mean, you know, and they're hot or cold. They're not warm or cool on him. They love him or hate him. But some people think that he's just great radio to listen to and want to hear the hosts arguing.
For a little while, I thought it was kind of funny, but now I realize that sometimes it's just mundane and repeating the same thing over and over again.
You realize he hasn't called in over a week, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That's not really why I'm calling.
Okay. Yeah.
Reason I'm calling.
Yeah, sorry. You can't tell an open phone show to ban somebody because you don't like them. I mean, if you don't like what you're hearing on the show, please call in as you have done and bring something else up. The rules on Free Talk Live are fairly simple. A regular caller, someone who's a known quantity, someone who we can recognize, will not be given priority over people we don't know. So if we've got calls coming in from people that we don't know, we're going to go to them first. Fact is, James was the only one on hold, so he got on the air.
Okay, that's fair. Now, I actually did purchase something using Amazon through freetalklive.com/shop, and I wanted to let you know that. And
thank you.
The thing was that I really wanted to mention for the end of the show was I would really like to have a conversation with you guys with one other person who is female. So if you guys have a host on, I noticed that Ian, and you, Mark, do a great job together, but I've never heard you with a co-host that is a woman. The two of you and a female.
Oh, you haven't been listening long.
Well, I've been listening for a while, and I've been waiting for the day.
We've had Allie on.
Stephanie. We had Objectivist Girl, Lauren.
But it's usually
Nemesis Jones.
James and someone else. not James in the inn and a woman. That's what I'm looking for. Because I really want to get a uterus to talk to get on this issue.
To talk to James in Arizona?
He's got a uterus?
No, no. You want to?
You mentioned James. I don't know which James.
Oh, I misspoke. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous.
No, no problem. So,
you want specifically? So we have Danica on Friday nights, but Mark's not on the Friday night show.
Right.
So you want Mark, myself, and a female host to be on together?
That's just a request. You don't have to.
We had Objectivist Girl up until a few weeks ago when we were having trouble with. I mean, basically, it was hard for her to make the trip from Manchester out here.
Yeah, and that was over just a few weeks ago. So I mean,
certainly okay. So let me address as it says, as you've said it. We are looking actively for female co-hosts, but we try not to judge based. We try to judge people based on sort of their merit as a co-host, as opposed to their merit, genetically.
Yeah.
We're looking. We want them as much as you do. The advantage to a female co-host is that when people are talking, it can be difficult for somebody who's not a fan of Free Talk Live to sort of know who Mark is and who Rich is and who Ian is at any given time when they're talking.
Yeah.
So one is certainly going to know who Sally is, right? If she's talking. So that's an advantage there. Already, Ian and my voices are not terribly distinct from each other.
We've had a long history of female hosts on this program going back as far as Julia, Melissa. I mean, there have been hosts that have been around for years prior to this. Inevitably, we'll have more females on in the future. Don't worry about it.
There's one specific issue that I know Mark's on the same side as me and you're on another side. I don't want to bring it up now, but I want to bring it up when there's a fourth person with a uterus in the room.
Well, normally we only have three hosts. So
He's considering himself to be in the
right. Right, I got you.
Right.
Okay, well, very good, Matt. You just, I guess, stay tuned. Thanks for the call. So toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There is a transgendered person who just moved to Keene. I don't know if that would count.
But really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I did not.
Yeah, there's actually some controversy over some of the things that allegedly happened at the Liberty Forum that has, this person and another friend of theirs moved to town and then went to the Liberty Forum and did not make a good first impression. It didn't have anything to do with the fact that she's trans, but it had to do with that they were drunk and apparently said some things that did not go over very well. So, yeah, I don't know if that would count, though. I mean, she considers herself a she.
I would imagine that it does to some extent, but the very existence of somebody in the Liberty Movement as female isn't really what we're talking about here. And Ian, we're talking.
I'm just saying, that's someone we could bring in. Usually, the female co-hosts work best when they live in Keene, because it's difficult to drive all the way across New Hampshire to come here for a night.
Certainly true, but there's plenty of women who live in Keene. Why do we offer it to my wife? I mean,
she's not into the show. She doesn't even listen to Free Talk Live.
Yeah,
we're not going to offer a
Free State Project mover.
We're not going to offer a position on the show to someone who doesn't listen or has no interest in Free Talk Live. They have to show an interest in being here for them to
be considered.
You
didn't even mention that about
tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.